I would like to begin by asking you about your grandparents. If you would tell me something about your mother's parents first.
Well, I don't know much about my mother's parents. We moved around an awful lot. My father was a railroad man. And I was born in Minnesota, but shortly after I was born, we moved to South Dakota. And as I say, my father was a railroad man, and my mother moved around where she could be close to him, because I was from a large family, 10. And my father moved us to this little town of Canova, South Dakota, and we lived there, I don't know just how many years, but in that town, my mother passed away. And then my father passed away 2 years later.
How old were you?
I was 16.
When your father died?
Yes, my father died. Mm-hmm. About 15 and a half when my mother died, or something like that. And so then our home was broken up. Mm-hmm. And, I was only 16, and I just felt like I had to go to work. And I didn't even graduate from high school. And I got a job. I got a job doing housework because at that time it was a little town. You don't have any clerical occupations or knowledge, you know. So, but I got along, and there was three younger than I am, and I was 16, so you know I had a problem. But I felt like I had to help support them and help my sisters and brothers. And I did. And as time went on, they kind of grew up and they spread out from this little town. And so then I went with my sister, my oldest sister, stayed with her a while. But then I too stayed in South Dakota. And I lived with this, my oldest brother's wife's family. And they just made me feel like a member of their family. So I lived there a while, and then I left there. That was in South Dakota. And then I went to Lincoln, Nebraska to live with my oldest sister. And then I worked there, and I liked it and everything.
Doing what kind of work?
Housework, because I couldn't do anything else. And I liked it. And so anyway, after so long a time, I met this man. He happened to be my oldest sister's husband's brother. Two sisters married two brothers. And so we got married and everything. And then so long a time, I had a little girl. And so this little girl I worshipped because, well, I just had her, that's why. And anyway, so as time went on, my husband, well, he was one of these kind of men that, I mean, he wasn't satisfied with one woman. He liked to dance, he liked to drink, and I was home pregnant with her, and then, of course, when I had her and everything, I knew I had a responsibility. So anyway, I had to go to work with her there. Well, anyway, I left him because he wasn't home being a father or provider or anything else. And then I left him for a while, and I thought, well, I better give it another try. So I went back to him. And then we tried that for a while. And then he went out for the evening and stayed out all night. Well, I left him. And so I went to stay with my sister this 3 years younger than I am. She didn't have any children, so I stayed with her. And his mother said, well, Margaret can come back anytime she wants to. Well, my sister Margaret says, Margaret will never come back. And I never went back. I gave him a try, and that was that. And so I kept on working, doing housework, and kept on with me part of the time. And part of the time I had somebody take care of her when I couldn't have her, you know, with me. Turn that off a minute, will you? I worked there, and then until my daughter was 6 years old.
Now, where was this that you were living?
In Council Bluffs, Iowa, then. that's when I got married to this Mr. Anderson, and we lived in Council Bluffs, Iowa.
You remarried?
Married him, yeah. Mm-hmm. And
how did you meet him?
Oh, through dances and things like that, because I like to dance.
How old were you then?
Oh, well, that was about, see, I was 21 years old when she was born. So, I kept on with that. And I have a sister that's older than I am. She was out in California here, and she got very ill. Well, I had divorced my husband, so I was free to go if I wanted to.
This is Mr. Anderson, the second one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I divorced him. And then he was a first husband. White's my name, so I get married a second time.
Okay. I got confused.
Anyway, I come out. I didn't really want to come out here because I had a job there. You see, I worked in nurseries back there, too.
Nursery schools?
No, flowers. They had huge nurseries back there, and I liked it.
Doing what kind of work?
Well, grading roses and making sprays and making... I worked at two different large nurseries, and I even made funeral sprays and things like that. And, anyway...
Before we talk about you coming to California, I'd like to go back and talk about when you were younger, ask you some questions about when
okay.
you were younger. First of all, did you know what your grandparents did? I mean, your mother's parents?
My mother's family was Minnesota farmers.
Mm-hmm.
And my father's, I don't know. I only saw my grandfather on my mother's side. Mm-hmm. My sister and I went to see him. And he was a man 84 years old, mm-hmm. and I thought, my, how old he was.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, we saw him. Mm-hmm. And then my father's sister came to see us one time. And that's all I knew of my relatives, of my mother's and father's relatives.
Were his parents farmers as well?
No, I don't really know. You see, we were separated when we're so young that you don't ask those questions much because you don't think about it when you should.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't really know much about it. But my father was a railroad man.
Right. Do you know how your parents met?
No, I don't. I have no idea. I've often wondered myself.
Well, let's begin by your birth. When were you born?
In March the 8th, 1905, at Lake Benton, Minnesota.
And have you heard stories of where you were born? I mean, were you born in a home or in a hospital, and who attended you and that kind of thing?
I'm sure they were all born at home. They had midwives there, you know. They just did that.
Right.
It was probably good as a doctor. Who knows?
And there were six older than you.
Yeah.
Is that right? And
yeah.
Three younger than you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you remember when the younger ones were born? Do you remember what that was like?
Not much. See, my sister younger than I am. She's three years younger than I am. And I wouldn't remember that. And I don't even remember my sister that was 6 years old when her mother died. I don't remember that. I just probably wasn't inquisitive, or maybe just wasn't whatever.
What was the house like that you lived in when you were very young?
Well, we rented. We never owned a home. And the last house we lived in had four bedrooms. Of course, we never had a bathrooms or anything, you know. But it was a nice place. And my mother was a very good housekeeper. We always had things we had to do. We knew what we had to do, and we did it. And we had different things. I had my sister that was a little older than I am. She was a good cook. So she would manage to start our dinner at about noon, so she wouldn't have to do the dishes, because whoever got the meal didn't have to do the dishes. And of course, I like to cook enough, but she was crazy about it. She was a very good cook. And so we would have our chores to do, and our father was very particular. He was a railroad man. When he come home, sometimes he'd be gone 2 weeks, and it depends on where he was working.
Mm-hmm. What kind of job did he have with the railroad?
Bridge foreman with the Chicago Northwestern. He was between up here in North Dakota and down into how far south, I don't know, on the Northwestern. But it was a railroad center, this town, close to where we live. See, this house, town we lived in, Canova, was so small, it didn't even have a dentist. We had to take a train to the dentist, but we had a pass. We didn't have to worry about that. And we'd have to go to Nutstown to a dentist. And I think it was Don Doctor, and we lived right across the street from him. And
how many people about were in the town?
Oh, about 750, something like that. Just a little one-horse town. Well, there was one. We lived on the main street, and that's all the streets there was. And, it was that town where my mother and my father passed away. See, my father passed away from home. He died in a hospital in here in South Dakota. He had a, I'm trying to think what he had. Well, I'll think about it later. But anyway, he died in the hospital. Well, we took the train up to see him, see, because no problem, you know. And, but I just didn't want to go to see him when he was so sick, because I just couldn't stand and look at him, you know. And he had a kidney disease. And, so then after he passed away, then the home was split up again.
Right. What did your mother die of?
I don't want to say what my mother passed away about. I just don't care. It wasn't happy, and but she had so many children. And, it was awfully hard for her because my father was away, and she practically raised them herself. And as I say, she was a...
Margaret, what was discipline like in your house when you were young?
Well, my mother, it was wrong. See, my father was gone so much. And she disliked anything we did or we shouldn't have done. She would say, "What if your father gets home?" So I was scared to death of my father. He never laid his hands on me, but I was scared to death of him. The only one that he ever punished was my brother. Not the oldest, but the second. I had three brothers. Because he would skip school and go hunting and things like that. Because we lived back there where hunting and fishing was a big thing, you know. And my father didn't like it. But my father was awfully good to us. When he would come home, we'd always be anxious to see what he would bring us. Candy and peanuts and stuff like that, you know. And we never seen that because we never saw a dime store then, you know. And
Was it hard when your father had been gone for, say, 2 weeks and your mother had had to take care of everything? And then he would come home. Was he then the boss when he came home?
Yes.
Or was that a hard transition?
And we knew that we had to have our yard. It shouldn't be a piece of paper on it. We knew better. It had to be all picked up and raked. We knew that. My mother would say, "Your father's coming home." We knew what to do. But he never said anything. I guess we had it cleaned, or you might have. But you see, he was only... maybe the weekend, he's gone again, see?
Were there special things that you liked to do with him or that you did do with him as a child?
Well, you see, he was gone so much. And we enjoyed him and everything. Of course, my mother, he was more that way after my mother passed away. And he brought his clothes and, you know, as a father would do, some of the stuff, like, we couldn't wear it, but he bought it.
What about things with your mother? Were there special things you did with her?
Yes, we sewed, and of course, we had certain things in the house to do, and we did it. I didn't mind it at all, because housework then was, I'm tired of it now, but housework then wasn't so bad. And my mother liked a nice, clean house, and we had our living room. We shut off in the wintertime back there in South Dakota, where I was living at the time, because of the heat. You know, we had to have hard coal heater, and we thought, well, no use of heat in that living room because we weren't using it. See?
What was she like?
Well, she was an awfully sweet woman, and she never told us a lot of things like a girl's when you know, when you get to 13, 14 years old. I don't know why she didn't. The things that I need to know in life, I found out from my oldest brother's wife about things that we should know.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask you that if you had been prepared at all for menstruation.
No. Mm-mm. It's a funny thing. We go out and sit in the toilet outside and talk about that. And it was she had a way of telling us, my sister-in-law is what it was, and she told us all these things, and you know, the funny thing, we just took life as it was. I mean, maybe things, of course, naturally I'm older, but things never bothered us so much. We knew we had to do it, and we never argued and quarreled about it. Now, it's not that we didn't do that. And as I say, we had pets and things like that. And, of course, my father, we had a big family. He rented an acre of land, and he farmed that. He engineered it, so to speak.
Who did the work?
Us kids. We had to get out and hoe, knock the potato bugs off of the potatoes. Oh, my father, we had 40, 50 bushels of potatoes in the cellar every winter. And my mother would do a lot of canning. And you see, we lived by a river there, the Vermilion River there in South Dakota. It's a tributary of the Mississippi. And we could fish. We went fishing. My father built us a boat, and we could go down the river and fish, and we could those grapes, elderberries, and gooseberries and stuff, wild. And there, it made a park out of it. But you could go there. It was free to everybody, and pick all you wanted. So we would go pick that stuff, and my mother would can it. And so then my mother would can stuff from the garden, too. And so we had to do a lot of hoeing, and we didn't mind it. Didn't mind it. Mm-mm.
Did the boys have indoor chores, household chores?
Mm-mm. You know, years ago, it's kind of like it is now. Men kind of think housework is for a woman, and so no, the boys never did anything in the house because actually it was myself and two sisters, you see, and. They wouldn't need to. We had our bedrooms. We had to keep that up. And we just had to do it, and we knew it, and we did it. We never tried to get out of anything. We'd have to get down on the floor, on our hands and knees, and scrub the floor with a scrub brush. But we had to do it. We never argued about it. It's just way of life.
What kinds of things did you like to play?
Run, sheep, run. I don't think the kids have ever heard of that here or now, but and hide-and-go-seek and things like that. And we played ball. Back of our house, there was an acre of land, and it had nothing in it, no buildings. So that was a ball diamond. And I got it right out there and played with the boys. I still like ball to this day. My sister that's younger than I am, well, she was a tomboy. And while I would come in, I'd go in and do the dishes, I'd get tired of calling her to help me. I went ahead and end up done doing them. She was out playing with the boys. And, but that's what we did. We played ball, and we played cards, and I can remember my father at the time. We'd be playing flinch and stuff like that. And, you know, we probably wouldn't play like he thought. He'd stand back of us and tell us what we should have done. What, you know, I'd go to bed crying half the time. Because he said that, and he didn't mean anything about it. But I'm scared of him, you see. But the cards, that's about all there was to do, other than saying, go down to the river, and it was nice.
Did you read then?
Not so much. I've only read so much since I retired. And I really like to read. That's an education. You get out of what you read other books, and I like it.
Were there very many children around where you lived? Who were the people that you played with?
Well, our next-door neighbors. And they were, you know, just 2 feet to a family, or maybe more. But we had a large family. Everybody didn't have that, you know. And in the wintertime, when it would freeze, why would, in the gutters, they don't know what these are here, but there would be so much water yet, and it would freeze, and we would skate, ice skate there. And we could ice skate in the river, too, when it froze in wintertime, you know. And, of course, I had awfully weak ankles, so I couldn't do as much as I'd like to, you know.
Were there things you ever were not allowed to do because you were a girl?
No, not that I can recall. Because I knew what I could do and what I couldn't do, and I'm to this day, I don't want for anything I can't have. Because what's the use of wasting your time, won't it? And I've been sensible about all that stuff.
What was school like?
Well, we had one school in that town where I went to school. And it was all the grades in one building. And I liked school. And of course, I had to quit in the 10th grade because I had my home before coming, see.
This school went clear through high school?
Yes. And of course, I was on the basketball team. And of course, I read fast. And the teacher, our basketball teacher, was also our English teacher in the school. And because I read so fast, and she would tell me so many times, she would kick me off of the team. But when they got a chance to go out of town to play, I went because they didn't have enough to make up the team.
Were you involved in other activities at school?
No, not any more than, we had nothing extra there, you know. You had English you had to take. And you couldn't take like they do nowadays. It's just, they only had so many subjects, and you had to take them. Reading, writing, and arithmetic. But I liked school, and I was always regretted it that I never could, I hadn't finished high school. But in my later years, I could have. But you see, I was always had a problem that I couldn't hardly go to school. And maybe if I wanted to bad enough, I could. But I thought, well, I got this far, so why worry about it?
Were you encouraged at home to study and to do your homework
Yes.
and that kind of thing?
And we knew we had to do it, too, because, you had your teachers to get along with. Mm-hmm. And as I say, the only problem I ever had was when I was reading too fast in English class.
What kind of education did your parents have?
Well, I don't think they had. You know, years ago, you didn't go very far in school. And I don't know how. Well, see, my father was a foreman, and what education, I don't remember. You know, we never asked all these questions. And I wonder about my little things now. My oldest sister might know all these things, see, but I don't.
Was your mother ever involved in activities outside her home?
No, I don't think she was very much, because they didn't have clubs and things like they do now. And she had enough to do, really, with housework and managing the home, you know. She had to do it so much by herself. My father wasn't home. And she cooked and she baked. She was, as I say, a good cook. And so she really didn't, that I know of, only just go visit with the neighbors or something like that.
I was going to ask if she had women friends that she spent time with.
Mm-hmm.
And then did that time mostly consist of visiting back and mm-hmm. forth?
Yes. I don't remember of any clubs or anything like that, because they just didn't have them. And I imagine if they had it, she would have been in it, you know.
Did your folks go out socially much?
Not much, because he's only at home. My father's only at home on the weekend. And we had no car, you know. And the town was so small. And you see, I was born Catholic. And there was no Catholic church in that town.
Nothing
but a Protestant church, Methodist, you know, congregational. And there was nothing to do for us, you know. So I wanted to go to a church. Well, my father didn't like it, but my mother thought Well, it wasn't too bad. So, my father didn't like it. But we went, because there was nothing else to do. And certainly that wouldn't hurt any of us. So we went to the Congregational Church, and I really liked it.
Were there activities affiliated with the church?
Well, Sunday school, that was mm-hmm. about all, you know. And, of course, I kind of got away from the church then, you see, the Catholic Church. And I've never gone back to it. While my brothers didn't go back and were buried by the Catholic Church. But, you know, you're out so long, and then that changed the rules of the Catholic Church quite a bit. But I was happy with that church. And as I say, when we left, I didn't go to much of any church after that, see. Oh, and of course, I'm in the Methodist church right now, same as my daughter, and I like it.
What kinds of things did you do as a family? You were a big family. What kinds of things did you do together?
Well, just maybe just picnicking down by the river, or you'd go fishing, you know. And we always had things to do with that way because, well, the river was kind of important, you know, to us. And when I was a child, I mean, I had a funny thing. It was a funny thing. I had a yearning for the farm. See, it was my blood because my mother was a farmer. And so we used to walk out to some farmers that we knew a few miles, you know, just to be out there with the horses and cows and chickens and things. We just enjoyed going out there. And it's not a very nice thing to say, but these people, well, they had a big family, and the flies were so bad, you know, because I don't know why, but from the berries and everything, you know. But that was a treat for us to walk out there. Stay as long as we wanted to,